The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Buckle up and start your engines. This is You Ought to Know with Dave Stahl. With 30-plus years of automotive experience, Dave is here to educate you on everything from repairing your vehicle to the latest industry news and trends. If it's automotive, Dave covers it. It's time for You Ought to Know with Dave Stahl on The Answer San Diego.
All right, folks, welcome to You Ought to Know, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. The segment's brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. Go to Southwest Point of Sale if you're tired of trying to find a cashier. Southwest Point of Sale does self-checkout. And they've been doing it for over 20 years. Mark and Jeff will come out, take a look at your facility, and if it fits, it's not going to cost you any more than a cash register. The bonus is they're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, for any and all your issues if you're open. Check them out. Southwest Point of Sale, 800-540-2149, 800-540-2149. And a big shout out to our buddies, San Diego Propane. If you need propane, man, I'm telling you, it's extremely important that you have your propane prices in check. Go to sd-propane.com, 619-460-1705, or just go to Hot Rods and Custom Stuff, 2324 Auto Parkway in Escondido, 760-745-1170. Hot Rods, you can't beat them. Hey, I did a phenomenal interview with Jerry Spahn from Rolls-Royce PR. Since I'm driving a 2024 Rolls-Royce Spectra all-electric, take a listen.
All right, folks. Boy, have I got an interview for you. I've got Jerry Spahn, Rolls-Royce Communications, and he... Rolls-Royce Spectra to Southern California. You'll be able to see it on KUSI this Saturday. But, Jerry, I was so impressed. I haven't touched it. I haven't sat in it. I will tomorrow afternoon. Tell us about what Rolls-Royce's concept was. What was your main thought building the car, and what does the consumer get?
Well, I hope you've been looking at it, Dave, because if nothing else, this is absolutely a stunning, beautiful motor car. The challenge when approaching Rolls-Royce Spectre was very simple. It was how to develop the new Rolls-Royce that just happened to be powered by an electric drivetrain. So the whole purpose is to not change this incredible, immutable nature of what is a Rolls-Royce, deliver that for the client. And, you know, the first question was, well, what do you do? You know, do you do a limousine? Do you do everybody today was surprised. Why didn't you do an SUV? And our designers went back and they said, no, we want passion. We want excitement. We want to convey that. And they actually hearkened back to the Phantom Coupe, which is one of the, I think it's probably in my mind, the most stunning Goodwood Rolls-Royce ever designed. So the starting point was to work with a coupe, because there's a lot of passion, a lot of excitement there, and that really conveys that the nature of Rolls-Royce. And Spectre is the spiritual successor to the Phantom Coupe. People see the fastback, and you may think Wraith, but when you go look at Spectre and you spend time, you stand next to it, you realize this is a very substantial car. And from that point on, the demand we had from our clients was, don't change Rolls-Royce. I want it to be a Rolls-Royce first, Rolls-Royce first, and then if you want to make it electric, just make sure that it's a Rolls-Royce. So from the design, the interior, when you're sitting in the interior compartment, to the drive, to that magic carpet drive it delivers, it's someone described it as the Rolls-Royce of EVs, and I think that's the biggest compliment you can give it.
Well, without a doubt. And one of the biggest mistakes people make that build other electric vehicles is they take away the front of the car. There's no grill. Mm-hmm. There's no accent. And that was my first, which I knew you wouldn't do it because I've worked with you long enough to know you've got some of the most amazing designers on the planet. And the most iconic front end of an automobile is a Rolls-Royce. So I knew you weren't going to mess with that. But that, I got to tell you, it's the most beautiful car. And I say that every time Rolls-Royce comes out with a new car.
You're absolutely right about that, Dave. The features of a Rolls-Royce, the Spirit of Ecstasy, the Pantheon grille, the interlocked RR monogram, that's the intellectual property, the brand and property of a Rolls-Royce. So having a sloped grille and trying to make it look like a sports car, Rolls-Royce aren't, that's not the nature of it. It's the whole purpose of the design is to make it that substantial. Now, that being said, the engineers did an incredible job creating what is the most aerodynamic Rolls-Royce ever created. But even down to the redesign of the Spirit of Ecstasy, she's a bit more streamlined. She's a bit more forward stance, but you still do have a very prominent, it's a regal front end. The front face of the car, the line of the Spectre is, it's large, but it's very flowing, very graceful.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. Now, it is EV. What kind of range does the consumer expect to get with this vehicle?
Well, I always like to tell people the range is 266 miles is the EPA estimated range. But that is with the very often taken 23-inch wheels. So while the car... But most of our clients are taking them with 23-inch wheels because it is large and the car just looks better. With the 22-inch wheels, I think it's rated at 291, I believe it's 291, 292. I don't have that in front of me. But you know what's interesting, Dave, is for a Rolls-Royce client, was not a factor. Nobody ever said, I need 300 miles off of it. What they said was, it better drive like a Rolls-Royce. And that's why, we're very pleased with it. We're very impressed with the range that they're able to get. I have not heard one complaint from a client so far on the range. But you have very, very competent, ample, respectable range. At the same time, a lot of people have been taking their EVs and turning them into sports cars because you have that torque at demand. And with a Rolls-Royce, you don't want that. So actually, our engineers had to spend more time actually training the acceleration of the car to make it more subtle and more refined and not make it be a monster. Then they did have to worry about extending the range.
Right. Well, this is what I tell everybody. Why are you buying an electric vehicle? If you're buying it for acceleration, the one you're getting may not be the car you want. Where Rolls-Royce, acceleration has always been a byproduct of the car, thanks to the V12. But it was more about comfort, smoothness, and getting acceleration in a way that it's not obtrusive. It doesn't snap your neck back. You don't have to white-knuckle the steering wheel. And I think I guess we could use the word detuning the electric power plant, it kind of gives Rolls-Royce what you were looking for when you started this project.
Yes, to the final part of that. Detuning is probably not a good word. I would describe it more as training and training and reining the power plant because, with a Rolls-Royce, you want that chauffeur start and that chauffeur stop. But you're right. Part of the magic carpet ride is the power. The torque that is delivered on our internal combustion cars by the V12, that torque is easily replicated with electric motors. But what you have to do is you have to train it to know when to deliver it and when to rein it back in. Because you're right. I always liken the acceleration of a Rolls-Royce is more like you're being sucked back into your very comfortable seat. You're not being like thrown back in like a, like you're flying a jet, a fighter jet. Maybe you're taking off in your G650. You're not taking off in a fighter jet, but you do have that flight sensation. And you know, from a technical standpoint, everything that was done for development of Spectre and for other cars, it has been done for ride quality.
Right.
It's not, we're not driven by engineering from an engineering stance for by performance. You know, Spectre is built on the architecture of luxury, and you know, Rolls-Royce has inside our group family, the BMW group, we have a dedicated architecture. That platform is only used by Rolls-Royce motor cars. And as a result, we can tune and engineer certain aspects of that platform. Like we use aluminum in certain areas because aluminum is lighter and aluminum provides actually a softer, gentler ride compared to like a sports car, which needs to have steel, certain steel components. Now with aluminum, you don't have as much transfer of the feedback from the road. But then again, we can do that because we don't need that torque. We don't need 2.9 seconds, 0-60. You know, right. We wanted it to come in right where, for example, Black Badge Ghost is. That's what a Rolls-Royce, 4.4 seconds, that's fine. That's what Rolls-Royce owners expect, and they don't want more than that.
No, I totally agree. And I'll never forget when you had me up in the L.A. area I think it was the Ghost, and you said, drive this car. This is a driver's car. And I only want to bring that up because Rolls-Royce sort of has that reputation that you sit in the back seat. But you guys have concentrated on the driver. And sitting in the back seat is not a bad thing, but this car is a driver's car.
Well, yeah, I have to give a plug for my absolutely favorite member of the Rolls-Royce family, which is the Ghost, because it is an awesome car to drive, and it's a great car to be driven in, and it's a great car to look at. But you're right about that, and what I would say to your listeners is if you're still of the ilk that views Rolls-Royce as a limousine driven by a chauffeur, you're about 15 years behind the times. And I encourage you to take another look. When you look at what the engineering team and the designers have done since the Ghost launch in 2009, bringing Wraith in 2013, Wraith was a driver's car. Dawn was just a lovely car to drive. Ghost is fabulous. Did you know, Dave, that 90% of our Phantom owners in the U.S. drive their car? Now, they'll have drivers, but they also tell us, no, I drive my Phantom.
Yes.
So, you know, our Rolls-Royce motor cars are, they're luxury items. They're part of a lifestyle. If you have a lifestyle where you need to be driven, then fully recommend. Phantom is the ultimate pinnacle. You just can't do any more than that. And Ghost is an all around, just, it does everything superbly. And if you want to drive your car, if you're a car guy or a car girl, something like in line with the Spectre, it's a great option. So, I've left out Cullinan, which is just a wonderful car to drive as well.
Well, without a shadow of a doubt. All right. Well, I'm getting the keys handed over to me from your good buddy and mine, Nick Miles, and I'll be doing my road test and putting that on TV as well this weekend. And then, depending on your schedule, I know how crazy you are, I'd like to do a recap after driving it, and kind of then we can chat about it because it'll make for a better interview since I'll be behind the wheel.
Let's do that, because drive it, I always like to tell people, but I have one question, and I usually don't do this, but I do this with Spectre. When you're driving it, I want you to make a mental note of when you forget that you're driving an electric car. When it just, you've gone from, oh yes, I'm just driving a road. Oh, that's right. This has electric powertrain. How long are you going to be in before you forget that it's electric?
That's a great, great question to ask. Jerry, can't thank you enough. Hope you're enjoying the West Coast. And I'll set up your schedule. I know you're super, super busy, but
week after next, we'll do a recap, and I'd love to hear what your take is. We can get a little bit more into the specifics of Spectre.
You got it. Okay. Have a wonderful
day. All right, you too. Take care.
You're listening to the You Oughta Know Show, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by South Bay Auto House. If you've got a Mercedes-Benz and you're looking for a little dealer alternative, you absolutely cannot beat Auto House. 310 Trousdale Street in Chula Vista. Give them a call, 619-422-6252. They have got factory chain technicians, got their own parts department, and they do a phenomenal job. Family owned and operated, nobody will treat you better. Also, Express Auto Service, 7633 El Cajon Boulevard in lovely El Cajon, 619-463-1483. They do every car you've got in the driveway. Plus, they're really big on classic cars. So check them out at ExpressAutoServiceLaMesa.com. All right, we got Kristen Barclay on the line, and she's cruising in a Cadillac AT4. What do you think of that hot rod?
XT4, I think that's my bad. I gave you the wrong info. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
yeah, you know, for a subcompact luxury SUV that was introduced in 2019 and hasn't really had a redesign, just some kind of tweaks and some updating, it's easy to forget that it's not been redesigned when you hop in and you see this huge 33-inch digital instrument cluster and infotainment screen. You know, I was just in the Escalade, and now being in the XT4, Cadillac's just doing a great job with that stunning display. They've just laid things out really well. It's easy to manage, it's easy to use, and it certainly feels modern and updated. So I like it. I think, you know, we've talked about this before. I was looking at the kind of doing some research on the price points and the trim levels. And there's three trim levels of the XT4. There's the luxury, the premium luxury, and the sport. The sport is the top of the line. Does right. that confuse you too, or just me?
Yeah, I thought it was a little strange, to be honest with you. But hey, lots of things in the car business are strange.
Yeah, I know. I just, you know, I think that we are kind of in an ever-changing world where a lot of people are kind of craving simplicity, right? You know, we talk about these alphabet soup vehicle names. You know, XT4 is a good example. Let's just name it something else.
Yeah, a name.
And, you know, let's kind of do what other OEMs are doing and make sport maybe one of the beginner trims or a mid-level trim and not the top trim because it's confusing. I mean, to me, I expect a sport model to have like a sportier look and maybe a sportier suspension and not be the top-of-line trim. But, you know, I'm just pointing it out because my son was riding with me a lot this week. He had a pet sitting gig in the neighborhood, so I'm driving him a couple blocks over and a couple blocks back routinely. And he said, Mom, you know, what's the price for this one? And I said, well, you know, ask tested buddy, it's got like $12,000 in options. I said, it's sitting at $57,815. You know, he's 13. He says, well, Mom, what's the average car price these days? And I said, well, you know, it's interesting you ask that because it's gone up from around $35,000 was the average to around $45,000. And he's like, okay. He goes, so how do you take the Escalade that we were in? And he's like, which was like 120. And he's like, and then you take this, which is much smaller. And he's like, it's almost half. He said, how do you explain that like difference? And I was like, well, I can't. You know, I mean, but I thought it was an interesting kind of a cool question for a 13-year-old to have, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's like, you know, the difference in size and fuel economy and features. And, you know, I don't know. I thought it was interesting. The other thing he was pointing out is we were talking about like some of the technology in vehicles and how it keeps changing, you know, like with the, he says, how come you never plug in an aux cord into the vehicle? And I said, well, what are you talking about? And he goes, you know, an aux cord. So you can use your Apple CarPlay. And I said, well, cause it's wireless. And he was like, it's wireless. And I said, yeah. And he goes, oh. He's like, well, I guess that makes sense. He's like, because I've never seen you use an auxiliary cord. And I was like, what are we talking about? You know, just kind of blew me away, right? So I said, well, get the Monroney out of the glove box. Like, let's look at what this vehicle has. So he's like, well, okay. Looks at it. He says, Mom, it has Google built in. And I'm like, okay. He goes, what is Google built in? I'm like, you know what? I don't know. So together we were learning about the fact that, I don't know why they're calling it Google built-in, but apparently this new feature, you can actually control your smart home devices. So if you have like a Nest system or, you can control like your thermostat. But you can also control the vehicle functions, like your climate control, your audio volume, things like that through the Google thing. And, you know, same thing. He came back and he said, Mom, he goes, I just don't understand. Are we making it easier or are we making it more complicated? And I said, well, what do you mean? And he's like, well, you got Siri, you got Google, you got Alexa, because it has Amazon Alexa too. And he goes, which one do you use? And I said, well, you know, I guess you just choose what your favorite is. You know, I guess whatever you're used to. Because not everybody's used to Siri. Not everybody's used to Alexa. I don't know. But, you know, interesting questions for a 13-year-old.
Well, he's inquisitive, and I think that's where the manufacturers come up with a lot of stuff that they do, because they do talk to their customer. And I think he brings up some valid, you know, valid questions.
Yeah, and, you know, I understand that the X-T4, one of the reasons they haven't redesigned it is that the sales numbers are really good, and they're kind of appealing towards a younger demographic with this subcompact luxury SUV. You know, but I guess, I think what Hunter was, what I learned from him is that just because you're 13 and you're into all the tech, you don't necessarily want to have everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, while he has an Android phone and I have an iPhone, he doesn't seem as loyal as, you know, you and I kind of, I think we get set in our ways, right? Like, yeah, we got CarPlay, but we don't really use it. Or maybe we do or whatever. But you kind of stick with that one thing. Whereas for him, it's like, oh, I can adapt to whatever it has. It doesn't need to have three different options because I'll just use whatever it does have. So I thought, you know, I don't know. Interesting to see that perspective.
Right.
I will say that 33-inch screen in Apple CarPlay, which I don't normally use, looks so awesome that I was using it this week because I love the integration with it. I just love the way it looks. It's a really seamless integration. It makes things easy, I guess. So I don't know. I really like it. You know, it's a lot of safety features on this vehicle too. It's got that safe exit warning where, like, if your kid's in the back seat and they're about to open a door, but there's traffic coming, it'll lock the door, won't let you open it, which, what a cool feature to have, right?
True. I love that.
Me too. Fortunately, the kids are now kind of riding in the front seat, or they know to look or whatever, but I just think it's awesome. It's also got 5G with Wi-Fi and 3 years of OnStar, which, you know, OnStar has evolved, and I've loved OnStar from the get-go, but it's just improved so much.
Yeah.
Like, I love the fact that you can get vehicle location and status, that you can get your on-demand diagnostics and know, like, hey, it's time to take the car in because, you know, maybe the air filter needs changing or whatever. I love the fact that they took a great product and they just continue to make it better.
I've always been a fan of OnStar. I think it's one of the best out there.
Yeah, I think when it first came out, I was like a little reluctant to adopt to it because, like, with them saying, oh, it's a subscription-based plan. But, you know, the fact that it comes 3 years with a vehicle, most people I know right now are treating their vehicles 3 to 5 years in anyways.
Yeah.
But also, you start realizing it's so useful that you don't want to not pay for it. You know, it's worth it, it's a value. It's a great value proposition. I also like the 360-degree camera system in the vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
You can get, like, a top-down or surrounding view. I've been executing these three-point turns in my driveway this week because we had a friend visiting, and they had the other side of the driveway blocked off. And I was kind of used it as a driving lesson for Hunter as I'm backing up and executing these three-point turns and showing him. You know, I sounded old, Dave. I was like, you know, back in my day, we didn't have rear view cameras, let alone a 360-degree view. You know, I was like, but look at how it shows this. And so I'm not driving on the grass, not getting, you know, tire tracks in the grass and stuff.
Hey, what did you think of that rear view mirror, that 360 rear view mirror?
You know, so here's the thing. It throws me off until you get used to it. But I'll tell you what, at night, it is so much more effective,
right,
than a standard mirror.
Yeah. See, I like it. I mean, I really do. I've always liked it. But you're right. It takes a tad bit. The only thing I didn't like about it is if somebody was to walk behind the car, you'll never see them.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And you know, with radar, I always say, like, you know, constantly be looking at your blind spots, because I always feel like, you know, what if there's something, and what if it's not a person, right? But what if it's a kid's skateboard or a kid's tricycle or something, and it just sits right below where that camera or that radar is? So that always makes me anxious as well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. But as a whole, once you get used to it, it's cool.
It is. It's so cool to have safety features. But yeah, things just seem so close at first. That's my thing, is I'm always like, oh my gosh, is that tree really that close?
Yeah.
You know, and then you realize, like, oh no, it's not, and the car's not beeping at me yet, and, you know, things like that. But yeah, I mean, there's so many safety features on this vehicle. It's great that, so I'll give you an example. A friend of mine just posted a car for sale. And my 15-year-old is getting ready to get her permit, everything else. And so I'm like, I kind of need a car for her. And they were like, yeah, you know, my son's getting my husband's car now, and this has been his first car, and I'm looking at it. And I was like, what year is it? And they're like, a 2005. And I'm like, whoa, that's 19 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and that's great, except, you know, here I am driving a new car every week, and I've become comfortable and feel safer with all the safety features.
Yeah, because back then there it's minimal,
right? That I'm afraid to put, you know, a young driver in a car that doesn't have the blind spot monitoring, the 360 degree camera, the, you know, emergency braking
assistance. Right.
And again, it's not that I 100% trust those. I will point out, a friend was asking me, they were interested in the car I'm driving this week, and they said, well, does it have the Super Cruise yet? It doesn't yet. I think they're working on bringing it to this model, but it doesn't have it yet. So,
yeah. No, I gotcha. And I don't know if I'm a fan of that, to be honest with you, the Super Cruise.
I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Same.
I just
it has its purpose.
Yeah. I just like hanging out of the steering wheel.
Right. No, I'm totally with you. But, you know, again, I mean, if you're driving from California.
I got it. No, I'm right there. I understand, but.
10-minute break to eat a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. As long as you're looking at the steering wheel.
You know, I should tell you, too, that, like, before you added all these options, this vehicle is like $44,495. So it can ring up pretty quick when you start throwing those options.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a suburban high country at 95, so I get it.
Beautiful.
Totally.
That's think about it. I was just in that Escalade for 122.
Yeah.
95 and 122.
Not
you
bad.
You see that big of a difference in the suburban?
I haven't got the Escalade. I'll work on it. All right. I'm going to let you go because I think Brian's on the line. Oh, wait, he's not on the line? Oh, then we can chat till he comes on the line and starts yelling and hollering and screaming and complaining and does,
you know,
all the things.
You make Brian sound like such a grumpy guy, and he's so not.
Dude, what's you right? should see the texts we get.
But at the same time, on the phone, like when I'm on private conversations, he's always, always such a sports fanatic with me. We talk about sports for like the first 30 seconds. And like, how about them Commanders? And he goes, I don't know. How about them Falcons? I'm like, okay.
Well,
He got you.
Hey, did you see my little beater I'm driving this week?
Oh, whatever. What is the color called? What is the name of that color?
Believe it or not, chartreuse.
No way.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I've had people, I've shown it to people, and he goes, does that look like chartreuse to you? And I go, no.
It's got a little 70s inspiration or something going on, doesn't it?
With the pink and the tan and the white interior?
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting about...
A little 70s vibe? A disco vibe.
But you know what's interesting? See if this makes any sense. I left the house with 250-mile range. I drove 37 miles, and it went to 268. Left the station, went to breakfast, and it dropped to 253. And when I got home, it had 249.
It must have some amazing region.
You think? I have no apprehensions driving this thing, other than people want to run into me, you know, taking pictures.
What's the weight?
3 tons.
Wow.
And it's got 23-inch tire and wheel package. And with the 23s, you only get a range of about 270, really. But if you go to the 22s, you can get over 300.
So do you feel like you're driving a land yacht, or
no.
Can you handle better than it looks?
This thing drives like a dream. And the headliner is Starburst, and there's little dots all throughout the headliner, and they shoot all over the top of the headliner, going left, right, forward, back.
You know, I'm probably going to regret this, Dave, but I think I want to be you when I grow up.
And check this out. Let's say you wanted to take one of your kids the day, the time that they were born, and the constellation at night when they were born. Rolls will put that in the headliner for you.
Wow.
And that the paint scheme you've seen.
Yes.
Rolls-Royce will tell you if you, you know, you could actually ask them to not let anybody else use that paint scheme, and that paint scheme will be yours for forever. Is that trippy or what?
Wow, just don't get in a collision.
No, don't even jinx me. All right, kid, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Is he on the line yet? All right, he'll call as soon as we take a break. All right, kiddo, we will talk to you later. This is You Ought to Know, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer.
That was a very interesting interview about the Rolls Royce, especially, again, like you said, about the color situation there. About,
well,
like,
you haven't even seen it.
Exactly. I want to look at it right now. I just said, you know, how often am I going to actually afford a Rolls Royce?
Nobody. And I didn't even talk about the fact when it drives down the road, the Rolls Royce center cap doesn't move. It stays stationary.
Wow. That's amazing.
Now, couple of little tips that you may not be aware of.
All right.
The floor mats are lamb's wool. And Russell would fall sound asleep on the floor of that car. The leather in that car is derived from bulls, not cows, because cows have calves and develop stretch marks. And Rolls-Royce cannot have any imperfections in their leather.
I mean, I'm paying that amount of money.
Well,
I'm not
yeah.
expecting all of these things.
So
right
the
now.
Herd of bulls that they own, I think it's in the Netherlands or someplace, high altitude, where there's no bugs.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Color combinations, you can pick any color combination you want. And if you want, you can actually tell them, I don't want anybody else in the world to have this combination, and they'll do it.
I mean, honestly, again, how much is this car going for again? So
550.
Yeah.
750.
I think I would expect, again, I'm expecting that kind of price for that.
The headliner, okay, when Russell was born, you know the date, the time, right?
Yep.
If you contact Rolls-Royce and said, I want the headliner of this car to be the same constellation as when my son was born, I want that in the headliner.
Wow, that's so nice.
And they're little tiny dots. They look like, and then the one I've got, because it's a press car, it's a shooting star headliner.
Uh-huh.
So you're driving down the road, all of a sudden, all across the headliner.
So I'm looking at some of the stuff about this thing here. Like the combined city and highway is 8173.
Well, it's all electric.
I know, but that's really nice to have there. And then the range is about close to 300-ish miles.
Here's the deal. Right now, the one I'm driving has 23-inch tire and wheel package.
Okay.
So you're looking at about 280.
Okay. I was just rounding.
Yeah, 22s will get you a little bit over 300. But see if this makes any sense to you. I get in the car. I've totally charged it up with my level 2 Bosch charger. Mm-hmm. I drive off the hill and go to KUSI. I start with 250. I get to KUSI with 280.
Yep. Doesn't make sense.
How could that be? Then I drive from there to Izzy's breakfast on El Cajon Boulevard or on Broadway, and it drops to about 263.
My only guess is Alpine's a higher elevation, so you're going down the hill.
Well, you're going downhill, but I mean, still, I mean, it's, I mean, I drive a lot of electric cars, and I've never had one
that range that ranges so wild.
So the and the system that propels that car is from BMW.
Okay.
So it's not like they reinvented the wheel, you know, per se.
No.
The suicide doors on this car, when your driver gets in, the minute you put your foot on the brake pedal, the door comes in and closes for you.
Mm-hmm.
For the passenger, there's a switch that you can just pull up and it, because it's a big door.
Right. And to reiterate in the interview, because don't worry, I did listen to the interview, about how the car goes 0 to 60, I want to say, in like
4.
4 something.
Yeah.
And yet the Tesla goes 2.9 seconds.
But it doesn't weigh 3 tons.
Yeah, and even then, the spokesperson that you were talking to did mention, well, our our Rolls-Royce fans are not into trying to drive it like that. They're trying to drive in style. We know what they want.
Well,
and I think this is a perfect combination for them,
both
electric and giving the fans of Rolls-Royce what they want. Exactly.
Well,
just want to ride in style, and that's it.
And the paint job on this car is impeccable.
Yeah.
The metal flake that's in this paint, even though it's chartreuse with a black hood and a black roof and a black trunk lid, even where the two colors come together on the body.
Yeah.
You know, normally you can run your hand across, you can tell. You know, no, it's butter smooth.
I had to, by the way, I looked up chartreuse. Only thing I could think of is the movie Shrek with the ogre. He's chartreuse. I know that.
Quite that.
Oh, okay.
Didn't I send you a picture of this thing?
No. Oh, I did see it on your YouTube channel. So, you know, I am subscribed and I watch you on your YouTube. One last thing. Chartreuse, French for Excelsior of Life. So
that doesn't surprise me.
The liquor looks kind of gross. I don't want to drink that at all. But
the spirit of ecstasy, which is the woman that jumps up and down on the grill, it's made different because of the EV. All right. Well, let's go ahead. Tell you what, let's do the interview, and then you and I'll run downstairs and I'll show it to you.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's go. This is You Ought to Know, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Welcome back to the You Ought to Know Show, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Collision Doc, Courtney Mesa, right there in Courtney Mesa on Convoy Street. Scratches, dings, and dents. Actually, they'll do a full body work, paint the whole nine yards. You need to check these guys out. All right, I did a review for a 2024 Chevy Suburban High Country. Take a listen.
All right, folks. Hey, let's talk about a 2024 Suburban four-wheel drive High Country. Boy, you know, Suburban's been doing this for so long, and this is really, I mean, another great vehicle from Chevrolet. You've got quite a few High Country to choose from. The 3.0-liter diesel starts about $78,400. You've got the 6.2-liter diesel. And that's, actually, that's the V8, I'm sorry. And that starts at $79,900. And then the High Country 3.0-liter diesel four-wheel drive SUV for $81,400. And the vehicle I'm in, the 6.2-liter V8 four-wheel drive SUV for $82,900. That's the base price on this guy. And, man, I tell you, it's luxury on wheels. I mean, this thing really, really is an amazing vehicle. All the magazines love it. 8.5 out of 10 for Car and Driver. 7.6 out of 10 for Edmunds. 4.5 out of 5 for Kelley Blue Book. So, you know, the Suburban just keeps on ticking. No matter what you're going to use it for, whether you got a family, whether you're using it for work. You know, the thing has got a massive interior. I mean, you got tons of room for passengers, cargo. I mean, you've got it all. You've got, there's really
actually nothing really new for 2024. It's part of the 12th Suburban generation, which was introduced in 2021. Here's some history for you. The Suburban first appeared in 1935, and it's been in continuous production longer than any other vehicle in America, if you can believe that. 12th generation truck that debuted in 2021 is still a big metal box on a pickup frame. But with multi-link suspension, this thing just glides. No leaf springs, no solid axle, and I'll tell you, it really gives you the ride you look for. Quite a few different models besides the High Country. You've got LS. You've got LS, like I said, as I just mentioned, let me turn the page here. You have got LT, RST, Z71, and now we're going to start to kind of get into the off-road capabilities of this vehicle. Premier, High Country, which is what I'm in right now, and I think that pretty much gets to the top of the line. I don't think it goes much higher than that. I'm just trying to turn a piece of paper. It's sometimes more difficult than it looks. Yeah, that's it. And what you get with High Country, again, you get special grille. You get a lot of nice bronze accents, surround view camera, which is amazing. Give you a top down and a complete surround, for especially for tight parking, which you can't ask for anything better than that. Heads-up display where you can adjust it, you know, to your height. You got the digital rear-view mirror. It allows you to see out the back even with a fully loaded cargo area, because even if you stood behind it, you would not be in the view of that camera. So that could be a good thing. The downside, if there's anybody standing back there, you'd never see them. But what Chevrolet has done is they've allowed you to, or they put an alert system in. So if you're backing up and somebody walks across the back of the vehicle without you knowing about it, you'll definitely get an alert. A lot of the standard features on the High Country are options on the lower grades. So you might want to, you know, just kind of look at everything before you pull the trigger on a Suburban. With the High Country, you get max trailering, advanced trailering package, which adds features that will definitely make your towing so much easier. Panoramic sunroofs, rear entertainment center, and it's kind of odd. Once you start the thing up, the lights in the rear entertainment comes on. I haven't gone back to see if I could turn it off, so it's a little teeny bit distraction. Traffic adaptive cruise control, adjust the speed to maintain a constant distance. Air suspension, which can raise and lower the height, especially if you're carrying a load. Super Cruise, Super Cruise is for your hands-free driving on mapped highways, and it's only offered on the Premier and the High Country. I haven't jumped on board, to be honest with you, on that yet. I'm old school. I like hanging onto the steering wheel when I'm driving down the road. Fuel mileage for this tank, 14 city, 18 highway, 16 combined. You've got all the bells and whistles you'd ever want for this vehicle. I mean, a base model should make you totally happy. Adaptive cruise control, magnetic ride, mechanical limited slip differential, transfer case, two-speed, auto stop start, you can turn it off, 22-inch sterling silver painted wheels, with chrome inserts, you got Stabilitrack, electronic precision shift, trailer and equipment, as I mentioned. Then you got your connectivity. You got a 10-speed Bose sound system, multicolor heads-up display, wireless charger for devices, keyless open, lock, and start. I love that starting up thing. And the running boards have got LED lighting on it, which will really lighten up, you know, when you go up to the vehicle, when you have it do an auto start, especially if it's at night. Kind of a really cool deal just there in itself. You got OnStar, which I love, Sirius XM, some subscriptions, Chevrolet's infotainment with three premium system with Google built-in capabilities, 10.2 HD diagonal color, touch screen, Bluetooth streaming for most of your phones. I haven't found one that doesn't work. Wireless Android. You've got tri-zone automatic HVAC, rear camera mirrors, heated and ventilated front power bucket seats with leather, memory seating, driver's seat, outside mirrors, steering column, second row heated bucket seats, power release, third row 60-40 split bench power fold. Really works out super, super well. Go outside, you got LED headlights, daytime running lights, hands-free power lift gate, power folding mirrors, you got turn signal indicators, dual exhaust, safety, tons. You got safety assist, front pedestrian braking, forward collision alert, lane keep assist with lane departure warning, following distance indicators, enhanced automatic emergency braking, and IntelliBeam auto high beams, HD surround vision, rear cross trans alert, rear pedestrian alert, safety alert, and theft deterrent. Now that you can get into the vehicle for $82,900. Now the next group that I'm going to talk about is where the options come in, and that's you get an advanced technology package for $2,700. Super Cruise, and it does require active subscription info at OnStar, so you have to do that. Then you got Assist Parking, which replaces standard Park Assist. Rear Seat Media Kit, that's $19.95. That gives you dual rear seat mounted 12.6 diagonal color touch LCD HD screens. Assist Steps, or commonly known as running boards. These are power retractable with perimeter lighting. That's $17.45. Sunroof Power Panoramic, $1,500. Air Ride Adaptive Suspension for $1,000. Radiant Red Tint Coat, which people, well, I haven't had anybody that didn't like that, $495. Max Trailer Package for another $465. Then you have Extra Capacity Cooling System, Trailer Side Blind Zone Alert, Smart Trailer Integration Indicator, Trailer Brake Controllers, Hitch Guidance with Hitch View, with a total options of $9,900. Total vehicle options, $800. Destination, $1,995. Out the door before tax and license, $94,795. Now, you could tow from $7,400 all the way up to $7,800. So, the, and, you know, like I said, so you've got some definite features. You got some definite benefits. If, and I got to tell you, folks, just say you could take it to the desert or you could take it, you know, to dinner. It's that beautiful of a truck. So if you're looking to thinking about doing something like that, I highly recommend you at least go out, take it for a road test, and see what you think. Let the bow tie roll.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.